Dan, first question has to be, how many phone calls have you made this week? Because it's different again from last week's win against the MK Dons.
Yeah, same again, really. Phone never stops, and we never stop trying to improve and bring in the right players that we need to be competitive in the league that we're in. But we've managed to bring a few in. As I said, we had three when I first joined. And in a short period of time, we've managed to bring in eight or nine others to make our squad slightly more competitive, but we still need to improve, we know that, but we shan't rush to bring in people for the sake of making the numbers up. You know, it's about bringing the right people to the football club at the right time, and that will happen, but it will take time.
You look much more competitive and much more comfortable with each other as a side in the second half, especially after conceding those two penalties right on half time, which must have really, really annoyed you as a defender.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think before the two penalties we were comfortable. You know, it certainly weren't a one-sided game. Anyone who watched the game, it wasn't one-sided, and it was a very competitive game, which you'd hope at this stage. But the goals are very avoidable. Both penalties very avoidable. Two players caught wrong side, but it's something we'll learn from. And as I say, second half, like you said, we've dominated large parts of the game without really having a major threat, and that's something we need to look at over the next week or two. Keen to bring in a striker and a wide player as soon as possible, really. So first and foremost gives us more options, but secondly it's crucial to the squad that we bring them types of players in.
The more players you get contracted, the more you have at training, and the less you have to sort of parachute in to find their feet with them, and there are definite signs of improvement in that sense this week.
Yeah, 100%. We played MK Dons, as I say, we won the game, but it was more a case of 11 individuals, if you like, today. And what we're trying to do going forward is create that team ethic, and that we've rebuilt from nothing, if you like. So it will take time, and it will take a bit of time, but there's certainly, like you said, there's a lot of good aspects we take out of the game, and that is one of them. You know, we played like a team today. We've lost 2-0. We've certainly not been out-battled or out-thought in the game by no stretch of the imagination, and we've been very competitive, and there's a lot of positives to take out of the game, a lot of positives.
With all the clubs locally at your level fishing in the same pool, there's a lot of players playing against former clubs at this time of year. You had some trialists in that I certainly didn't recognise.
Yeah, again, some you won't recognise, and probably Tuesday night there'll probably be more you won't recognise. As I say, it's about bringing the right people to the football club, and if it's right for the football club, then they'll be brought in. If it's not, then we'll be patient, and as I've said the whole time I'm here, it's about being patient and progressing the right way for the football club, not just a matter of rushing and bringing in 16, 18 players because we need them. Yes, we need to bring them in, but it won't be until it's right.
How many more do you think you need ahead of the start of the season?
If I'm honest, probably four or five for now. And we'll see where that takes us and have a look at things and go from there, really. I mean, we certainly need to improve in forward areas. As I said, like to bring in two wide players and a front man, one with experience, and preferably he's going to score me 20, 25 goals a season. But if you can find me one of them, then you're a better man than I am at this stage. But we're certainly looking. Been to games this week, myself and Midge, and we'll continue to do that. And like I've always said, they'll come in if it's right, and we won't rush.
All in all, much better than last week, despite the result.
Yeah, definitely, 100% better. The way we played, the way we moved the ball at times can be improved, and in the areas we've done it as well. But the only negatives are individual errors, which you can eradicate along the way. But as you say, very, very positive about today. The team's performance on the whole was much improved, and it will continue to improve until the season starts.